News Now.
WML News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. The remnants of Laura will be moving through our area today. ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett says Laura will combine with a cold front coming out of the Midwest.
And when that happens, it's going to have a little bit of extra oomph with it. It's going to bring the chance for some stronger storms later on this afternoon. I think the better possibility between around 11 o'clock this morning and 5 o'clock this afternoon for the stronger storms.
He says the main issue will be damaging winds. We may also get some flooding. Even though we usually welcome sunny skies, he says sun today could lead to possible tornadoes, but that will likely be in southern Virginia and North Carolina. Recovery efforts from Hurricane Laura continue in Louisiana this morning.
Intermittent rain showers add insult to injury as residents along the Texas and Louisiana coasts return to inspect damaged homes and businesses. With search and rescue operations nearing completion, first responders focused on identifying needs and assessing damage in affected areas. In hurricane-battered Lake Charles, Louisiana, it's hard to know where to even begin. The storm was so powerful it blew a train off its tracks. Lake Charles Memorial Hospital, which suffered only minor damage in the storm, is transferring inpatients to outside facilities because of damage to the city's water system.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump's heading to Louisiana and Texas today to get an up-close look at the damage. As Laura continues to churn across parts of the country, the question now, will our gas prices go up?
It looks like we'll see a bit of a jump at the pump due to Laura, but the AAA's John Townsend says why it shouldn't be that bad.
It appeared to have spared most of the U.S. Gulf Coast refining equipment except for some capacity around Lake Charles.
But the power outages caused by the storm could have an impact at pumping stations, which he said could cause the D.C. metro area to see gas prices rise a bit over the next few days. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The star of the blockbuster hit Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, is dead from cancer at 43.
Boseman catapulted the fame in the movie that helped change how the world sees blacks in films and in life.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
But Boseman also won accolades for playing black icons, including Dodgers legend Jackie Robinson.
Game's too important.
Diagnosed with colon cancer in 2016, Boseman managed to keep his illness secret. His family says he died Friday at his home in the Los Angeles area with them by his side. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The four former Minneapolis police officers charged in connection with the killing of George Floyd will get the book thrown at them if they're convicted, according to prosecutors. Prosecutors say in documents filed yesterday, Floyd was vulnerable and treated with particular cruelty. Derek Chauvin could face a maximum of 40 years behind bars if convicted of second-degree murder. WMAL Sports, the Nats beat the Sox 10-2. The Mystics lost to Phoenix 94-72. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Sunday, start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11, and the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour at 1. Purity Products returns at 2. Hear Mortgage Radio at 3, Real Estate Today at 7. And at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on WMAL.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text KICK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 321-321. That's KICK to 321-321.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, you will still find the accident on 395 southbound at Washington Boulevard. That exit ramp, the south entrance ramp, that is closed due to this incident. And you'll also still find some accident activity on 95 northbound south of Lorton Road along the left side of the roadway. Watch out for delays there. In the district, do keep in mind that a portion of D Street is closed between 50th and 51st Street. Due to fire department activity. Also in the district, keep in mind that 30th Street is still closed between Stevenson Place and Tennyson Street in Northwest. That for water main repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert today as the remnants of Laura pass through the D.C. metro. We'll have the chance for showers in the morning, storms by the afternoon. Some of those may have some gusty winds, highs in the mid-80s. As we head overnight, mainly clear behind a cold front, lows back into the 60s, mostly sunny on your Sunday, beautiful conditions, low humidity, highs in the lower 80s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code DCWINS. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings' free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code DCWINS to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code DCWINS to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Get a credit card that gives you what you need now. A low interest rate on everyday purchases and a place to transfer high interest rate balances. The PenFed Gold Contactless Card is our lowest interest rate credit card. You can even earn a $100 statement credit when you spend $1,500 in the first 90 days. Join PenFed and together we can help you keep more of what's yours. Visit PenFed.org/goldcard. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Do you still have an old, outdated bathtub in your home? Long Baths makes it easy to upgrade to a safe, beautiful walk-in shower in just one day. Choose from hundreds of styles. Call now for $1,000 off and a free shower accessory package. Call 800-715-5664 today or visit longbaths.com.
Long Baths is one of a kind. You can trust them to give you peace of mind.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL, Hour 2. I'm Rick Fowler. Always great to be joined by John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you. This is the morning that was.
Well, two conventions are now done, and we talked about, of course, the Democratic Convention last weekend. What did you see as the highlights of the Republican National Convention from your perspective?
Twofold, and neither of them, I must say, was President Trump's acceptance speech. Rather, there was the unusual focus on minorities and on people outside of politics at this convention, and then there was the sneak preview, so to speak, of the nomination fight in 2024. Look, Nikki Haley, former U.N. ambassador, Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, and Donald Trump Jr., all mentioned as future presidential candidates, all had time on the air, and all were looked at very closely by the national press and the Republican Party. In addition, in a party that is criticized for not reaching out to women and minorities, they were in full force at the convention. Certainly Senator Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, who had the best line of the convention about his family going from cotton to Congress in one generation, is someone people are going to watch. Vern Jones, a Democratic state representative from Georgia, gave a spirited defense of President Trump, and then football great Herschel Walker, who said he knew a racist when he saw one, and Donald Trump, his friend of 37 years, was no racist. And sure enough, he had himself pictures babysitting for Eric and Don Trump Jr. as they watched one of the fights for the heavyweight championship. So overall, it was the convention essentially saying it's an open party and a diverse party, contrary to what you may read elsewhere, and it's a party with a future. Oh, yes, the president gave an acceptance speech on Thursday night that showed that he's ready to come out swinging.
His tone Thursday night was somewhat subdued in contrast to a regular rally. And as an example, at the rally last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, he was unplugged again. So he was a little bit toned down, and I think even Chris Wallace said it was flat, but he stuck to the script. And I would imagine the folks at the White House, the handlers, were thrilled with that.
Let's say if they weren't thrilled, they were relieved that he stayed on message and on script and did not try to ad-lib to a great degree. He also spoke about the heroes in the land, a subject that the president is very good at articulating. You'll remember that that was a theme in his State of the Union address as well. But whether you judge from his speech Thursday night or his speech in New Hampshire, the president is going to come out swinging as a campaigner like no one since Harry Truman in 1948. And it's very clear he's anxious to debate former Vice President Biden. Speaker Pelosi said there was no need for debates, and the Democratic nominee quickly corrected her and said he's ready to debate. I think those are going to be some memorable encounters that we see.
Secretary of State Pompeo making remarks at the convention. However, he was in the Mideast at the time. Democrats want to hold him in contempt. Explain what's going on with the Secretary of State.
Well, one thing I've learned as a longtime Washington correspondent, or perhaps I should say a not-so-young Washington correspondent, is there's always a story behind congressional investigations, and it usually involves the ambition of the person doing the investigating. Congressman Julian Castro of Texas, one of the Castro brothers in politics, whose brother made a brief attempt at the Democratic nomination for president. He is chairman of the Oversight Subcommittee of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He wants very much to succeed defeated Congressman Elliot Engel as chairman of the full committee. What better way to get attention then than to hold an investigation on whether Secretary Pompeo violated the Hatch Act, which limits political activity by government employees, whether he used government equipment to make his address from Israel, and whether he violated his own memoranda and warnings to the State Department staff about engaging in politics. How long is this investigation going to go, and does it have legs? The answer is not too far, and no. The Secretary of State is not covered by the Hatch Act. We're paying attention to this because he's the first Secretary of State, at least in modern times, to address a party convention. He also took pains, his office said, to avoid using government equipment when he was broadcasting from Israel, so there would be no conflict of interest. So we will hear about some investigation, but whether it goes anywhere is highly unlikely.
Joe Biden's gotten a lot of criticism for not being out on the campaign trail, and he did announce Friday that he would be going out 10 days from now. I guess he's going to take it easy and relax at the beach, but then after Labor Day, he's going to hit the road, get on the trail. That's going to be an interesting contrast between a Trump rally and a Biden rally.
Well, we haven't really seen a Biden rally since he won the South Carolina primary and essentially wrapped up the Democratic nomination on Super Tuesday. One is going to look carefully at the enthusiasm of the crowd and just who will show up. We already know about how President Trump does in that department, so it will finally be interesting to see Joe Biden on the campaign trail and out of the cellar.
We'll continue our conversation with John Gizzi. We're going to find out what's going on in China and Japan, some significant developments that will affect us. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's at the WML Traffic Center.
A couple of accidents still to watch out for in Virginia. 95 northbound south of Lorton Road. You will still find the left lane and left center lane blocked with this incident. Traffic is jammed from Route 1 in Woodbridge. Also watch for the accident at the ramp from Washington Boulevard to go southbound on 395. But no delays on 395 itself. Also, do watch out for some road work right now on 66 westbound between Spout Run Parkway and Fairfax Drive in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Storm Watch 7 forecast.
ABC 7 is once again on weather alert today. We are expecting the chance for some heavier showers and storms later this afternoon. Scattered showers in the morning, followed by the afternoon storms as the remnants of Laura passes through. Highs today in the mid-80s. So we had tonight, lows back in the 60s, clearing skies for your Sunday. Should be beautiful tomorrow. High pressure settles in. Temperatures into the lower 80s under mostly sunny skies, along with low humidity. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
72 degrees, and it's 7:19 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, and we continue our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. So while we were focused on the convention and other things happening in the United States, some significant developments in China and Japan in the last 48 hours or so, bring us up to speed.
In China, Xi Jinping, while the world was watching the United States and the Republican convention, the president of China assumed yet another title, chairman of the Communist Party of China. The title that was created for Mao Zedong in 1942 and was last used by any Chinese leader in 1982. This just brings to date the subconscious message that Beijing gets across that Xi is the new chairman Mao. And more significantly, his second five-year term as president is, under the Chinese constitution, his last, when it expires in 2023. But as party chairman, he can keep control of the party and rule China indefinitely, there being no term limits on the party chairmanship. So this means that, like Vladimir Putin, Xi is going to be dealing with several presidents down the line. In Japan, there was a major development yesterday morning. The ailing Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced his resignation. This was not a surprise to sources in Tokyo who said he'd been in the hospital and ill for some time. Now the insider politics begins. There's no primaries for leadership of the Liberal Democratic Party that has long ruled Japan. They do it through insider meetings, through meetings at homes of leaders, and in restaurants and tea shops. Abe has privately blessed his longtime cabinet secretary, 72-year-old Moshihide Suga, to succeed him. The important thing is whether Suga or any other of the Japanese politicians succeed Abe, will they have as close a friendship with President Trump as did the outgoing prime minister? That's highly unlikely. The two liked each other, played golf together, and reportedly would do imitations of one another. I understand they're pretty wicked. The second question is, with China flexing its muscles and Xi Jinping coming closer to absolute Mao-style power, how will the new Japanese leader deal with this, or will he deal with it at all and prefer simply to accommodate China? These are important developments, and we're going to hear a lot more about the Far East in the months ahead.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to 4 years going to a real live convention and reporting from on the scene instead of virtually. Give me the roar of the grease paint and the smell of the crowd once more.
Spoken like a true White House journalist. John Gizzi, thank you very much. It's 7:20. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up. We'll talk with KT McFarland, too.
It's a great time to get a great deal on a new car when you get approved for an auto loan from PenFed. Our Powered by True Car rates are as low as 1.39% APR on new vehicles. Finance for a longer term to lower your monthly bill. Plus, take up to 60 days to schedule your first payment. Join PenFed, and together, we'll keep you moving forward. Anyone can apply. Visit PenFed.org/auto or call 1-800-247-5626. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m., right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
Selling your home is a huge deal. Choosing the wrong agent could cost you big time. What if I told you that you can have the very best real estate team that the Wall Street Journal just named number one in the entire D.C. metro 4 years in a row working for you? How about safety and selling? No one is better prepared to help you list and sell your home virtually and hassle-free from start to finish than the Reynolds team with Keller Williams Realty. I should know, I'm a customer, and I've been talking about Sarah and Debbie Reynolds for years now. Listen, they have over 10,000 buyers looking for homes right now. They sell three times faster, and on average, net their sellers $32,500 more when compared to the average agent. And Sarah and Debbie are so confident they'll sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference. I'm Larry O'Connor, and I strongly recommend you call the Reynolds team at 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This Saturday, take advantage of Ashley Home Store's special Labor Day preview offers. Be the first to save up to 75% off on every Ashley living room, dining room, bedroom group, and more. Get early Labor Day savings this Saturday, plus free delivery. And Ashley pays your sales tax. Whether you're decorating one room or your entire home, find the Ashley styles to fit your look and budget. Beat the Labor Day crowds. Save up to 75% off Saturday at Ashley Home Store. In Falls Church, Fairfax, Gaithersburg, Waldorf, Capitol Heights, and Columbia.
You know Kamala Harris's radical record with her attacks on gun rights and religious freedom, her backing of socialist programs, abortion, and the cancel culture. Newsmax TV's new primetime show with Grant Stinchfield exposes Kamala Harris. Tune into Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Find Newsmax TV on major cable systems or get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, smart TVs, and more. You can even download the free Newsmax TV app from your phone and start watching now.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-337-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're extending our 20% friends and family discount to patients treated in September who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-337-2020 or LASIKplus20.com. 20% discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIKplus20.com.
Okay, I'm going to get right to the point.
While the world may seem
crazy.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm
stone cold crazy.
There is one place where you can use your mind.
About to lose my mind.
Instead of lose it. WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here with a question. Actually, 10 questions for you. Yes, all because of COVID-19. You know it's a massive threat to your financial security. And so to protect you and your money, I've crafted 10 questions for you. All of them yes-no answers, and these are the only investing questions that matter today. And you know all the answers because the questions are all about you, not the markets. See if you can answer yes to these questions by tuning in to my brand new PBS television special, The 10 Investing Questions That Matter Today. Join me this Monday evening, 8 p.m. on WETA. Your answers will reveal if your current investment strategy is still the one that's right for you during this pandemic. The program is packed with actionable advice that you can implement quickly and easily right now to help you secure your personal finances. So be sure to tune in to my new PBS TV special this Monday night, 8 p.m. on WETA for the 10 investing questions that matter today.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and earlier in the show, we played a number of the cuts from Donald Trump in New Hampshire last night. We also played some highlights from the Republican National Convention this week, and I had a couple of the highlights we didn't get to earlier, so I want to squeeze these in. Rick Grenell was the former director of national intelligence, and he was very strong. And the reason, number two, that I want to play these is that so much content, and the coverage was in and out. Different anchors were talking over different speakers, and depending on what network you watch, you may have seen it, you may have not. So I wanted to make sure that you heard two clips here from Rick Grenell.
The Washington establishment is trying to sell you on their candidate. Joe Biden was first elected to the Senate in 1972, 48 years ago. Well, it's actually the typical Washington story. Just this year, 22 Democrats ran for president. They rejected all of the outsiders and nominated the ultimate Washington insider, someone they had to pull out of retirement. Every time Joe Biden offers a new idea, you should ask yourself, why didn't he try that over the last 48 years?
I found this interesting because Rick Grenell had a very interesting perspective as the former director of national intelligence.
As acting director of national intelligence, I saw the Democrats' entire case for Russian collusion. And what I saw made me sick to my stomach. The Obama-Biden administration secretly launched a surveillance operation on the Trump campaign and silenced the many brave intelligence officials who spoke up against it. They presented bogus information as facts. They lied to judges. Then they classified anything that undermined their case. And after Donald Trump won the election, when they should have continued the American tradition of helping the president-elect transition into the White House, they tried instead to undercut him even more.
And among the highlights is Nikki Haley. Of course, she is the former governor of South Carolina, former U.N. ambassador. A lot of speculation as to whether she would run for president in 2024. And this is just a short segment from Nikki Haley's address on Monday night.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are still blaming America first. Donald Trump has always put America first. And he has earned four more years as president. In much of the Democratic Party, it's now fashionable to say that America is racist. That is a lie. America is not a racist country. America isn't perfect, but the principles we hold dear are perfect.
And John Gizzi mentioned Herschel Walker, so we've got a quick second to listen to the Heisman Trophy winner.
I watch him treat janitors, security guards, and waiters the same way he would treat a VIP. He made them feel special because he knew they were. He understands that they are the people who make this country run. He told me, Herschel, make an effort to get to know people. Remember their names. That stuck with me. It hurt my soul to hear the terrible names that people call Donald. The worst one is racist. I take it as a personal insult that people would think I've had a 37-year friendship with the racist. I pray every night that God gives him more time. Give him 4 more years. He's my president, and I'm blessed to call him friend.
Herschel Walker speaking at the Republican National Convention. 7:30 News is next. Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland are coming up.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. It will likely be really windy this afternoon as the remnants of Laura come our way. Severe thunderstorms are also a possibility. ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett.
If we get some heavier storms that drop, say, an inch or maybe a little bit more of rain, we could have some isolated flooding. But the primary threat, I believe, will be damaging winds in any of these storms.
He expects the worst of it to happen between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. today. People in Lake Charles, Louisiana, are being warned by the mayor that they may be without power for weeks as crews work to put back poles knocked down by then-Hurricane Laura. President Donald Trump's planning a visit to Texas today to get a look at the devastation.
Wakanda forever!
The actor who said that in Marvel's hit Black Panther lost his 4-year fight with colon cancer yesterday. Chadwick Boseman died at 43. He's also known for playing black icons Jackie Robinson and James Brown. As protesters against racial injustice continue across the U.S., President Trump and the RNC are stepping up their efforts to appeal to black voters. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson tells Bill Hemmer Reports.
What the violence is doing is actually creating, you know, more concrete divisions and people getting in their respective corners and they're hating each other even more.
Protesters took to the streets in Kenosha earlier this week after an officer shot Jacob Blake, a black man. WMAL Sports, the Nats beat the Sox 10-2. Traffic and weather next.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems continue on 95 northbound, just south of Lorton Road, with accident investigation activity taking away the right side of the roadway. The left lane is squeezing by, and traffic is very slow from Route 1 in Woodbridge. You'll still find some accident activity also on 395 southbound at Washington Boulevard. That south entrance ramp remains blocked with the accident activity. Now keep in mind in Kensington that Beach Drive is closed between the Kensington Parkway and Knowles Avenue this weekend for social distance recreation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The remnants of Laura will track through the D.C. metro as we head through today. We will have showers in the morning and storms in the afternoon. We are on weather alert today. The chance for some of those storms to have some gusty winds with them. I'll let you know if anything does become severe later on today. As we head through tonight, though, this will clear out of our region. Mainly clear skies overnight. Lows back in the 60s. Lower humidity, plenty of sunshine, and more comfortable temperatures for your Sunday. Highs in the lower 80s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah, I was so tired of contacts, I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too, but the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time, and I'm seeing great.
Wow, but didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-337-2020. Right now, we're extending our 20% friends and family discount to patients treated in September who mention this ad. That's 844-337-2020. LASIKplus20.com. 20% discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIKplus20.com.
If you're planning to sell your home, please add my recommendation to your list. Here's why. You'll love doing business with the Reynolds team, Keller Williams Realty. Hi, Larry O'Connor. When you call the Reynolds team, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds will show you how they sell three times faster and for 6.5% more money on average. That's $32,500 more in your pocket. And they'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference. The secret is their buyers in waiting program. Over 10,000 ready buyers looking to buy today, creating higher demand and many times multiple offers. It's why the Wall Street Journal named the Reynolds team number one in the D.C. Metro for the fourth straight year, and why Perry wrote, "Good to work with, sold my home in less than a week at over the asking price." Call 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
.com 7:37, it's the Saturday Morning Update. WMAL, I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined each week by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart and also the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. All right, so we've seen the Republican National Convention, we've seen the Democratic National Convention, and now Joe Biden and Kamala Harris say that they will hit the campaign trail, and that was an announcement made by Joe Biden yesterday. It won't start for 10 days. I guess he wants to get a full summer vacation in at the beach at Rehoboth. I mean, it's only a presidential election and a pretty tough win against Donald Trump, but let's take another 10 days off the road. Anyway, one of the things they will start to do in their campaigning, obviously, is to talk about Donald Trump, foreign policy. Joe Biden will try and talk about his foreign policy success in the Obama administration. You've written an op-ed. It appears at realclearpolitics.com, the headline on it, "Pro-War Democrats Push Revisionist History at DNC."
Well, it's true. I mean, look, I'd like people to go check it out. I tried to be very precise in both the language I used and the points of reference I put in there. And, Rick, you read it, obviously. I cite a number of historic facts and events which illustrate my point. Joe Biden has been highlighted to be a friend of a guy named John McCain. Now, I'm not here to debate John McCain. I don't want to get into it, but we all know John McCain was pro-war. And one of the notable features of Biden is he went along and supported actively all the major votes for all the major conflicts, everything from Iraq, the invasion of Iraq, to minor skirmishes that we ended up getting in the middle of with no clear intention of winning. And that's the point I make in this article, is that Joe Biden has been part of every bad military decision over the past 47 years. And the other point I try to make, and we talked about this a little bit last week, Rick, is President Trump is actually, and I'm going to say it, and people may not agree, he's really an anti-war president. He is not for endless wars. he's actually not started any new wars. I mean, that's significant. He ended ISIS. He went after ISIS and beat them in a short amount of time. And so I try to draw a clear contrast between what Joe's real record is, what the Democrats' real record is regarding helping support the military-industrial complex, and what President Trump has done and is doing relating to real reform and real support of the military. And the bottom line is, Rick, I mean, if you look at it, President Trump lets the military win, he limits their role, and tries to lead with diplomacy. That's what he's done. That's what he's doing. This is not what Joe Biden will do if he's elected.
All right. I want to go to an article at Real Clear Politics. This is back from May in 2019. Okay. Robert Gates, who served as defense secretary for the Obama administration, paused for a moment and said, "I don't know," when he was asked if he thought former VP Joe Biden would be a good president. CBS Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan asked Gates if he stood by a statement from his memoir that Biden has, quote, been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades.
Yeah. And so that's what we're faced here with. I said this the other day on Twitter. Joe Biden is the backbencher's backbencher. He was in the room for every major decision, and anytime he was asked for his opinion, he got it wrong. And I'm just saying, I mean, again, this is not, I'm not making this up. We're not making this up. Just check the record. I'm one who is all for a practical national security that protects the American people. Again, I'm not saying this to say that President Trump is right on everything. I'm saying that he is focused properly, tried to bring in national security experts to actually protect, you know, Rick Grenell, Ambassador Grenell, did a great job of talking about this the other day in his speech at the RNC. Rick linked the economy and our overall collective security regarding the momentum of success to national security. That's the way President Trump looks at this. This is related to our overall economic health. And Joe Biden has never been able to make that link. I think that's why it's taken him 10 days to get his act together to go on the trail. Rick, I think he's probably having to buy up all the what's that stuff you drink when you're older, insure or something. I think he's looking for big stocks of that so he can put it in the bus before he goes anywhere.
Well, I want to point to a little more in that interview with Margaret Brennan, because you would have, I think, some sense of this. Gates went ahead. He stood by his statement, about the mistakes and decisions that Biden has made. He said, "We disagreed significantly on Afghanistan and some other issues. I think the vice president had some issues with the military." So how he would get along with senior military and what that relationship would be, I just think it would depend on the personalities at the time. What does that tell you about Joe Biden?
Well, it tells me that he is someone who essentially will not be professional. Over my 30 and a half year career doing intelligence stuff, I met with people who I didn't necessarily like personally, but I had to work with professionally. And that is necessary. So it sounds to me like there is a certain level of pique that Joe Biden has shown in his relationships. It's not healthy. I don't think he would be a fair arbiter. And the other notable feature that I know that differs from President Obama and Biden and President Trump and Vice President Pence is that President Trump allows the military to do its job. And I say this in the editorial. One of the notable features is President Trump insists that if we're going to engage, the military has to have the ability to win, to achieve victory. That's something that politically every other administration has not, and this includes Republicans too, has not permitted the military to move to that level or have that focus. So I'm sure that focus that President Trump has allowed the military to have will not be present in a Biden-led administration.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you very much, my friend.
Hey, great. Thanks, Rick.
You betcha. 7:45, it's the Saturday Morning Update. We'll talk to KT McFarland next. First, though, A check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
On 270 southbound at exit 6B, the exit from Maryland 28, West Montgomery Avenue. Watch out for some lane closures due to some debris in the roadway there, so use extra caution. Also, there is still the accident investigation activity at 95 northbound south of Lorton Road. Only the left lane is squeezing by and traffic is jammed from Route 1 in Woodbridge. You may want to use Route 1 or 123 to get around this delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
ABC 7 is once again on weather alert today. We are expecting the chance for some heavier showers and storms later this afternoon. Scattered showers in the morning, followed by the afternoon storms as the remnants of Laura passes through. Highs today in the mid-80s. As we head tonight, lows back in the 60s, clearing skies for your Sunday. Should be beautiful tomorrow. High pressure settles in. Temperatures into the lower 80s under mostly sunny skies, along with low humidity. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
72 degrees, 746 on the Saturday morning update.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and sometimes when I'm out and about, people will say, is it really true that you loved your Good Feet Art Support so much that you bought the store? Of course it is, I say. And I never dreamed that I would run marathons and continue to stay active without my feet getting in the way. When I bought the store in 2014, I would have never imagined that tens of thousands of customers would find relief from foot, knee, and back pain. The support of these loyal customers has allowed us to open new stores throughout Virginia, Maryland, and now North Carolina. I love to hear their stories of walking, running, and just enjoying their new life pain-free. Don't let foot, knee, or back pain keep you from living the life you love. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, and get your own Good Feet story. To find the store nearest you, go to goodfeet.com. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, Maryland.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. With everything going on, there's never been a better time to get healthier in every way possible. Here's just one out of hundreds of our listeners who found success with EMP 180.
My name is Kevin, and I would highly recommend EMP 180 for anybody who's thinking about losing weight. One of the best things about working remotely with EMP was that I could do it in the privacy of my own home. What I need to be eating, when I need to be eating. For me, it has been the only successful way to lose weight. I've lost over 22 pounds.
With EMP 180, you can choose safe one-on-one appointments, 100% remote consultations and coaching, or hybrid appointments. Boost your immune system, feel stronger, and be empowered to live a healthier life. Go to EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Sunday at 1 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation this Sunday at 1 p.m.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want.
Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-337-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're extending our 20% friends and family discount to patients treated in September who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-337-2020 or LASIKplus20.com. 20% discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIKplus20.com.
It's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. KT McFarland joins us each week, former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House, first one in the Trump administration, and the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. If you haven't read the book, she walks you through the Trump administration as she saw it. She walks you through how the establishment has been out to destroy the Trump presidency, and we see that establishment really rearing its ugly head in the fall campaign so far. KT, it's great to have you with us this morning.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to talk to you about the Republican National Convention, your perspectives, and especially when you contrast it to the Democratic National Convention.
Well, I've been going to Republican conventions, I don't know, since the beginning of time, and I've obviously watched the Democrat conventions since the beginning of time as well. And, this year it was almost like the roles were reversed, because at the Republican convention, well, first of all, it was the interest level of it, even if the audience wasn't there, was way up. And it was a much more, to my mind, entertaining convention to watch than the sort of one after another virtual speeches of the Democrats. But I was really struck by, this was like the first time since 1968 that I can remember real violence and not just demonstrations, but, you know, out of hand demonstrations. At a convention, I went to the White House to watch the president's acceptance speech. I was on the lawn, heard the demonstrators. I left out of a different entrance than most people did. And the one of the entrances where people left, including Rand Paul and Dan Bongino and others, I mean, they were surrounded and hassled and shoved, and it was not good.
KT,
so
we've got
that, I thought, was a real strike.
We've got a little audio from, this is what it sounded like if you were with Rand Paul, because this is the audio taken from the video clips of Rand Paul as he left.
Move back! You move the f*** back!
Can you see it?
And that gives you a sample of what these, you know, people coming out of the White House were faced with around midnight.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, I was there by myself, and I grabbed two friends from Sarasota, two big young guys, and had them escort me out to where I was meeting my husband. But it was scary. I mean, it was scary for a couple of blocks. I'm a little old lady. I did not want to really be shoved around by people who were screaming in my face, all of whom were masked, not just masks like we were wearing, but masks so that you really couldn't see their faces at all. It was pretty scary, and I think we're, you know, it's emblematic of what's happening all around the country. And the Democrats, I mean, the Democrat convention, they featured minorities, as, you know, as you should. But they were all about grievances against America. I mean, it was a downer. It was American society is corrupt and has been from the beginning. American history is bad. American economic situation is horrible. It was like you watched it and you just, it was just such a downer. And then the Republican convention, the speakers, one after another, they were average guys, and they were celebrating overcoming obstacles and celebrating American society and admitting that, look, they didn't have it so easy, but they rose above it. And with hard work and determination, they believed in the American dream. And that was an upbeat thing. The other thing is that the Democrats, who usually are much more about policy, they were really light on policy. They went all in for personality. Donald Trump's an evil guy. We're really good guys. Joe Biden is a really nice guy, so don't you want him to be your president? But I think they were really out of step with the times. We're talking about the elephant in the room. which is civil unrest. Kenosha, Wisconsin. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin. There are 100,000 people who live in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You know your neighbors. And all of a sudden, Kenosha, Wisconsin is burning? Now, not that you justify any police brutality, but on the other hand, you sure don't justify the civil unrest. And in the Republican convention, the final evening, sitting on the White House lawn, where, you know, a lot of people are checking their cell phones, they're chit-chatting, they're networking, the one thing that everybody stopped for was when Mrs. Dorn, whose husband, a former policeman, retired policeman, was killed in St. Louis, going to the aid of a buddy of his whose pawn shop was being broken into. And it was riveting. And she wasn't talking politically. She was just saying, what's happened to America when these mobs, who think it's not a video game where you kill somebody and you get to reset. And these people killed her husband, and they didn't think of any consequences of it. And I think she embodied what a lot of Americans are feeling quietly, which is, hey, wait, this has gone way out of control. And so the focus that the Democrats had was about personality, but I think that the Republicans were like, wait a minute, the cities are burning, the jobs are really a big problem, schools we have to get back to, we haven't solved a lot of our endemic problems, and here are the solutions, bing, 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 bing. So I think that the tide is really turning, and the conventions were the turning point, as well as the unrest in the cities. And the one thing I was really struck with, Rick, was Ivanka, when she introduced her father. I mean, she admitted the elephant in the room, and she said, my father's blunt. My father says things that upset people. He tweets things. And by having her say that, it's like, okay, we can all admit it. Trump says a lot of stupid stuff, and he tweets a lot of stupid stuff. He even regrets some of the stuff he's done. But focus on the deeds, not the words. And for the Democrats, it's words, not the deeds. And which are you going to choose? You know, what do you tell your kids? Do what I say, not what I do. Well, most kids do what you do, not what you say. So I think I'm all for deeds, not words this time around.
He talks a lot about the accomplishments and how he's done more in 3 years than, you know, other presidents have done in 2 terms, etc. You've watched many presidents very closely. Contrast his accomplishments and that claim to other presidents.
Well, he's a lot like Ronald Reagan, not in the least bit temperament and character-wise, but on the fact that he's willing to challenge the official Washington establishment and that he's willing to do quite revolutionary things. Economically, he did revolutionary things. And I think that the Abraham Accords, which nobody has really looked at, this is historic. And Trump, in uncharacteristic modesty, said, oh, it's the most biggest achievement in 40 years. Are you kidding? This is like the biggest achievement in maybe 2,000 years. He's gotten the Arabs and the Jews to make peace with each other, knowing that this will really change at the apple cart throughout the Middle East. It means we don't have to be in the middle of their civil wars anymore. It means Iran is isolated, Persian Iran, not Arab Iran, Persian Iran is isolated. And the Arabs and the Israelis are going to do business with each other, which will lead the political environment in the entire region. So he underestimated, I think, the significance of that achievement. But, you know, Trump was a little boring. But that's okay. Right now we could use a little boring because what we really need to do is get the job done. So I think he's in a lot of ways like Reagan, not in personality, not in temperament. But the guy who, to me, was the superstar of the whole thing was Senator Tim Scott. He reminded me of Reagan. He's got solutions. He understands their problems. But he also he's a happy warrior, and that's good to see.
K.T. McFarland, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Thank you so much for your perspectives, K.T.
Thank you. Talk to you next week. Bye.
You bet. We've got the 8 o'clock news next on WMAL. Then it's Garden Sense.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.